Tell us what we can expect of Little Orphans.
This story follows the lives of three sisters when they come home for a weekend wedding. The three girls have been abandoned by their birth mother and raised by their uncle and aunt. And when they come back for the wedding, they sort of come back thinking it's going to be a fairy tale wedding. The family's going to be back on track. And when that doesn't turn out to be the case, they have to make a family and figure out how to make that family with the people that are around them who love and support them. And it's harder than you think for these gals.
So you have you know, a storied career of directing and stage and screen, but this is your first feature. What does that feel like?
Well, it was certainly, I was excited. I can't say I wasn't excited. And I've certainly been ready for this. I've been working towards directing a feature for a while. But when the day actually comes, you know, that's a big responsibility. You're in charge of a big team. We're low budget, but there's still a bigger budget than I've ever had for anything before in my life, for sure. And so the pressure is on to make sure you're prepared and that you're making decisions and making them quickly and making the right ones. So, yeah, as much as I was excited, I have to say, you know, I did feel that pressure. And now we're in our second last day, and it's our last day with cast. So I can say with a little bit of confidence that at least we got here on track and so far on budget.
Yeah, you're in the home stretch now, so yeah. That must feel good.
Yeah.
Is there anything that surprised you about the process that maybe you didn't expect, or your own reaction that surprised you?
I was nervous about some of the elements of the script that I wasn't as familiar with. And this is going to sound really probably dumb and trivial, but there's a lot of wedding preparations and like little detail things like that I really like. It was a long time ago since I've been around a wedding that close. And so I wasn't familiar with a lot of those details. And no matter what research I did, it didn't really prepare me for how minute some of the decisions had to be, like what flower and what accessory. That was surprising to me. I didn't realize so much went into planning a wedding. And now I know that if you can plan a wedding, you can probably direct a movie.
Oh, good. There's transferable skills there. Yes, as somebody who's married, I can guarantee that's a terrifying and mystifying process.
So I was absolutely blown away by how minute the details were.
What is it that drew you to this story as your first feature?
Well, I was very lucky with this story as my first feature because Emily Bridger, the writer, had submitted it a very long time ago to the Women's Work Festival that I was a part of. It was going to be a play production. And it was a gorgeous story. And so many people who were at that first reading actually have talked to me since and said, wow, that's getting made into a film. So it transferred beautifully. The story was absolutely gorgeous. And I'd always remembered that story. And so a couple of years later, I didn't know that Emily was turning it into a screenplay. Instead, she tapped me on the shoulder at the Women's Film Festival and asked if I would be interested in directing it. And instantly, I just remembered all the images that I'd seen when I heard that at that time, the play, and I thought it would make a gorgeous film. So I was so very, very lucky. And she's been a dream to work with. I've got a stellar team. Jenny Holly came on as our producer, and she's done nothing but make my life easier.
So not to finish this production too quickly, but mm-hmm. What's next for you after you wrap up? You're on the second last day here?
Yeah, our second last day of the shoot. So there's a lot of post-production to come. The film is really only a third made at this point because we've only just got it shot. So there's a lot of post to do, the editing and all the post-production. But I'm also on Monday jumping into a theater production at the LSPU Hall called Remnants for my company, White Rooster Theater. So that opens on March 7th. And originally the two productions were supposed to happen in the opposite order, but because this film got pushed back, the other one got pushed forward. And here we are. That show's going to come up in the next 3 weeks.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on the movie. Congratulations for even finishing it this far.
Hey, thanks so much. It's been a real pleasure. And coming to work every day was a joy.